All right, great to be with you on this Monday morning. So what Devin just referenced there, the Are You Smarter Than an 11th Grader? This is a game we've played every summer for the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. I think I'm 5-0. And, you know, we all know the Hammer obviously specializes in sports knowledge, but it's the other stuff in which I typically struggle. The science, there's all sorts of stuff. I'm just not, common sense. So every year, Seltzer, we've upped this every year because I beat like a 5th grader and a 6th grader and a 7th grader. So now we're up to 11th grade, and it's going to be...
It was fluky, Joe.
It was not a little fluky. Like you're talking...
He's acting like he deserves recognition for these wins. Like
I did better than people expected, though.
But that wasn't that good.
It wasn't that good.
Like you were...
When I asked what gas is needed for photosynthesis to occur, you said diesel. So yes,
exactly.
You were not good. You were
exactly.
quite bad. Yes.
This is how
That's
we got my favorite
good.
Dota camerism of all time.
The diesel thing?
What gas do flowers or plants? Diesel.
Yeah.
Well, diesel fuel.
That's just the first gas that came to mind.
That reveals something.
Okay.
That answer, despite the fact that you won, that showed us a lot.
All right, well, look.
So we've learned so much through this journey over the years where you have won, but it doesn't mean that you're deserving of these wins.
How much did you win by last year? I wasn't in when you did it last year.
Tiebreaker. It was a tiebreaker.
Was it?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's why the diesel thing was a question. Yeah, it wasn't one of my initial questions.
So maybe, just maybe, this is finally the year where the truth is arrived at.
The truth shall set you free.
The truth is you don't deserve to beat these high school kids.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said for...
They know more than you.
Those kids have stunk at what they did, and they choked on the air. Maybe this guy's going to choke. Is it a guy or a girl?
That's messed up.
Is it a guy or a girl?
A guy, yes.
All right. Now, Devin, to what degree can I get inside this kid's head, or is that inappropriate?
Oh, my God. I mean, don't
I got a
go
standard
full
here.
Hammer on him.
Well, I mean, you know.
I might maybe refrain from calling him a loser too many times. Maybe let's stick to, like, under three losers
That's
today.
Right.
That's true.
All right, let's get a lot of calls here going. The Phil's the weekend. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Eagles in just a moment. Jay in Wilmington right now. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, gang.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, buddy.
You know what? It's a nice day not to be going to work angry at the Phillies, but, you know, my wife moved here from West Virginia 2 years ago, knew nothing about baseball. Diehard Phillies fan.
Nice.
Loves the sport. Diehard. Turns to me last night and says, it's not fair. It's not fair that I can't have faith in the product that they produced. I said, well, welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Ranger Danger, baby. Ranger Danger for every team that faces him. I'm glad he's back. Christopher Sanchez can go pound. You know what? I'm done with this guy. But I think our test is coming up in this next series. If we can win this series, maybe I'll say they're back. I mean, what do they have? Houston next, and then they have Atlanta again. Isn't that the next two?
I believe
Correct.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we can't, after the season we had, you know, for these guys to be maybe waking up, second wins, whatever it is, it was nice to see JT having a good weekend. It was nice to see Stubby out there plugging around, you know, but we still have too many gaps. There's Estada is still a question mark. Marsh is still a question mark.
Totally.
Is Harper really going to show up and show? And honestly, when I'm watching the highlights and I'm watching these other teams catch fire, I feel it's, when they won the World Series last year, they went to the World Series and lost. Then the NLCS and lost. Then a Divisional Series and lost. And I feel like we're heading on that trend. And as a fan and as someone who's invested, I go to about 20 games a year.
Yep.
I watch every game when possible. My daughters and children are invested. And now that I have children involved and I'm watching my children watch the games, talk about the players and see the disappointment, I'll be honest, my level of frustration goes even higher because now I am raising my children.
You're taking it personal as a dad. The Phillies are hurting your kids. You're ready to fight them.
They are.
Fight the Phils.
They are. My one dog.
Wow.
All right, listen.
This is next level.
Jay, fascinating phone call right there, man, on a lot of fronts, man. It was a good call, 215-592-9494. By the way, speaking of the kids, you know, the great movie, and it is obviously one of the all-time greats, The Wizard of Oz came out on this date back in 1939. So the debut of one of the all-time classics. It's also a movie, though, which clearly appeals not just to kids, but also appeals to adults. Obviously, it's part of what has helped it last, you know, the test of time for, you know, 80-something years now. Here's the deal today, 215-592-9494. When you call in to talk Phils, Eagles, whatever it may be, you've got a shot to win a really cool prize, and that's tickets, pair of tickets, to see the Killers at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on September 7th. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. But you can also win them on our program today by answering this question. Like the Wizard of Oz, which obviously appeals to kids and to adults, what else appeals to both kids and adults? I mean, there's a lot of things that are only adult-oriented. There's a lot of things in life that are only kid-oriented. But some things slice through and really just make both the kids and the adults happy. Certain movies, certain... All right, John, best answer whoever provides it wins the tickets. What are you thinking here? Adults and kids appeals to both.
I have a problem because this appeals to adults so intensely.
Okay.
Freeze pops.
Freeze pops.
Freeze pops have become a real issue for me because... No, I think
they're the ones that they're not like a popsicle. They're just in a plastic.
It's in a plastic thing that you stick in the freezer and you freeze it.
And they come all stuck together.
Yeah, they come all stuck together. You cut one end off and you push it up. I believe I have turned to sleep eating. I believe that I wake up in the middle of the night and I go and I put away like 10 of these things. And I don't even know that I've done it.
Can I tell you something, John?
What?
You know, a lot of callers call in and tell me I'm weird.
I like where you're going with this.
Right,
yeah.
James, you understand the point. I mean, maybe people should put their attention a little bit more on John's weirdness. Because I got nothing on that.
I was a little bit afraid. This was discovered in my house. My daughter said, what is going on with the trash can? Why are there all these freeze pop wrappers in the trash can? And it was open. The trash can in the kitchen was open. It was pulled out. It's almost like I just sat there.
How do you know it was definitely you?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. But you just assumed.
I set up a camera in your house. By the way, you know what the irony of this whole thing is, James? I don't even know what a freeze pop is, and I think there are better answers for what appeals. Like, let me give you an answer that appeals to kids and adults. Holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Massive. That could have been a winner.
You know,
that
could have been a winner.
Holidays.
Yeah, but you just took every holiday.
That's
off the
board. I'm taking them all. Okay. I'm grabbing all the holidays.
Greedy.
I'm grabbing them all.
There could have been a Halloween.
I'm grabbing them all.
Christmas.
All right, Seltzer. What appeals to kids and adults?
The Beatles.
My daughter
sings Yellow Submarine like all the time now. There's this show on Netflix called The Beat Bugs, and it's just Beatles episodes. And
wow,
it's like, telling you, dude, like you're wrong. Like the Beatles, most eight year olds. My daughter can sing Yellow Submarine
the entire
song.
And you know how many people can that are kids? Less than 1%.
They taught it in her school. Nah. She learned it. Learned in school.
Kids,
they did a recital. All the kids in her class did a recital.
James. Do you think more than 1% of kids, 8 years old, know the words to Yellow Submarine?
I think more than 1% of eight. I think the vast majority of 8-year-old kids have heard Beatles songs and like them, whether it's All You Need Is Love or Yellow Submarine or ever. Obla di obla da.
Seltzer's a weird guy.
You're just flat out wrong about this.
Devin, give me an answer.
More wrong.
Devin, give me an answer.
Which one of us has a kid?
Devin, well, I'd be a better parent, but that's okay. Devin, what appeals, and please give a better answer than that, to kids and adults?
So I feel like as an adult, I've been rediscovering foods I loved as a kid and realizing that they're actually pretty good and like easy. Also, peanut butter and jelly. It's a go-to. It always works.
Yes.
You usually have the ingredients always around in your house. I love it.
So I'll say this. For me, as I've gotten older, I haven't done it in a long time, but I know a lot of adults do. So
yeah.
All right.
I do almost every day.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
You
lunch.
Do almost every day.
Yeah.
It is economically phenomenal.
Yeah. Like
it is so...
If I don't have groceries, always have
right.
day.
It saves you so much money.
I mean, how much does that cost? It costs like 10 cents.
It's great.
Like, you can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for
bread,
less than a dime.
You can dip crackers in it, too.
Totally. All right, look.
Anything works.
Best answer by the end of the show.
Crackers in... Okay, sorry.
That's a little weird. Best answer by the end of the show is going to win the tickets to the Killers. 215-592-9494. The Eagles, the defense, the game the other day, the roster, all that and more. We get into it all coming up. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. You know, you hear me talking all the time about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, they've got a little something different for you right now. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon and out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment. Of course, you can cancel anytime. So visit FanDuel.com/Hammer to download America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel Sportsbook at FanDuel.com/Hammer. Of course, you get involved in all the games, game by game, including tonight's baseball game with the local squad. It's all there for you at FanDuel.com/Hammer.